But moving here,
We'll
at
see.
some point,
Some
when
of
the commute starts getting too difficult.
streets are nice.
When the
Yeah, I
system
got
gets
there.
too
Started one.
good.
Started. So this is
I will hold it up nicely.
Sure,
Hi, done is okay.
Sean. Can you hear us?
Can't hear.
Yes. Okay,
We don't have a computer today, so we're on a phone.
we're just waiting for a couple more people to come in. Sorry. Yeah, no, I'm just saying
Yeah, in the
but move on.
email. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We're good now?
Yeah.
Okay, great, thank you.
We got
Rabbi, did you tell Rabbi Benziger? Rabbi Benziger, Rabbi Schreffer? What did I say? So, short to long. Oh. We have Reb C. Englander here. We have a representation here too. Okay.
Just don't say it. I don't like it. You send me the link and I'll put it up on my screen. But I have to wait. Wait, that's right. That's right. No, long.
Or it's up to you. Tell me when I could start. Yeah, good to go. Okay. Okay, the Eilim started to lunch for me, but Vailim. We're going to start off with some time with the crow to begin with. And maybe this time with the crow is actually maybe more than time with the crow. Maybe it'll actually help give us a hagdoro of what Shmir B'Vayilim is. Because in Mitzvah, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. The Hagdor Shmir B'Vayilim, we're going to see that actually it's a major machlokes hapoiskim, or I should say Rishonim, how to be Magdish Shmir B'Vayilim. So let's start off. We know that there's a Ptura Balavima, and the Shutz Kavisyo at the end of Simrish Kav Gimel is Matmiya. He doesn't know where this Ptura Shmir B'Vayilim could come from. How you talking? If I'm not working for the guy, the Shem should be Chayiv. And now, because I'm working for him, so now the shema should be potter. How you talking? How could that be? Like it's loksu midas adin. Like how's that possible? Because I'm working for the guy, may I lose my item? If because something goes wrong, I can't mourn him. Is lulei divrei chazal? We could have said about lebat tishabshat. Is that because I'm imoy b'malachtoi?
I is not just our personal kabura, so we can't just
We
say we missed
lost
the last
the
three.
lost in faith.
Can't go smooth. Just not allowed. What kind of
I never had a problem. We have all the kaburas. The first time we had a problem, I never lost them before. But you can then be smooth.
Not us. Okay, that's good. Maybe it's because of us. I'm like, that's what they always have power, so it's our fault. No, it's a lot of lost them.
Okay, Rabbi, so I don't know what happened there. Okay,
Then,
I know where we
well.
got lost 100%, but so the Chinuch learned that that's taka the pshat. The pshat is that the Bailam should watch their own item, and therefore the Torah is not matal on the shame of the shmir because the Bailam's ill. Let the Bailam watch their own item. Then the Chinuch asks on his own pshat, I, the Torah says, Chazal understood Midai from the Psukim that you only have to be there b'shas she'eli. You don't have to be there b'shas shvura or meisa, and yet you still see that there's a Ptur Shmir Mevaylam. It's like a low plug, what's his lashon? That the Torah doesn't want to do. Maybe the Torah made one klal. The klal is that as long as you start off b'shashela and you can watch it yourself, so the shame is not mutl alav to watch. That's the chinuch. Sorry?
What about incense?
Yeah, what about incense? Well, the same way the Torah. So the Baalim should watch from incense too. You can't, but since the underlying Shmir is Mutal Alamayim, so even the extended Shmir called incense is also on the Baalim. Yeah. That's the query what comes out of the Chinuch. Now, I'm not exactly sure what the Nasat HaDerech HaLishurin is. I mean, I have a simple cloud that works all the time. And that is, we have to be this B'Shash Shura Mason. And that works all the time. If you do B'Shash Shura Mason, you're good to go. In fact, because I'll even had such a havamina, they should be the Bishashru Mesa. Okay, the Maskana Gemara says the ik is because the Kimazan says, Bishashela, I got it. But if you're looking for like a perfect cloud that works all the time, we have one. And apparently, the Chinuch, once you have the Maskana, that you have to go Bishashela, means it wasn't even an option, Shashru Mesa. Now the Shah was Shashela alone. Or Shashela and throughout Shru Mesa. And then he wants to say, no, the Ratzah Torah to give the Dvarim the Shurim, and if we just made it, Loi plug, you only go bust the Shashela. All right. As I zok to Chinuch. The problem with this Mahalach is, time of the Krah, the problem with this Mahalach is that Chazal have another drosh, and the drosh is that you don't have to be Oysa Malacha, you could be Malacha Acheres. So you're working for the guy in Lakewood, and this guy is a Shoyim in Eretz Yisrael, and you still have the Ptur of Baal Avimai, even though you have no Shaychus where the item is, not even close, and that you still have the Ptur.
Look, got a lip pull.
A lay plug on that one too, but the lay plug is it clutch. I started off that I could watch it. So lay plug, not to keep me all the way till Shashvira Mesa. Here, you don't even start off. From the get-go, I was 5,000 miles away from the item. So from the get-go, I had no shaykes to watching the item. So at Baruch Hashem, I found that the Maisa Betzalel and Rikanti Shim Samachay asked the cash on the chinuch. All right. Another problem is that Miat Hashem, the Olam saw, we didn't got the Siftalot yet. Yeah, Pachas HaYaisa, some Pachas and Yaisa. Okay, good. So the Olam over there in Siftalot's Mavur is that if you are a ball of ima in a way that you're watching your own item, you're trying to protect your own item, you don't want the animal to be overloaded, you're trying to protect your own item, there we pass in that it's not a ball of ima. And it's mamish counterintuitive like the chinuch. It's mamish backwards. Because the whole Ptur Baal Avimai is that I'm supposed to be watching the item. I could watch the item if the shame is potter. Well, here we're mamish. I was doing it partially to watch the item. And then we say, no, you don't have the Ptur Baal Avimai. Then you're talking Gribichai. Only if you're seeing my ben Malachta in his own Malach, whatever it is. We'll see, Met Hashem. But if you're doing it to protect your animal, then you don't have the Ptur Baal Avimai. What do you mean? Like the chinuch, that's Shpitz Baal Avimai. What is going on? All right. That's the first Malach. The second Malach is the Sipurnoi. The Sipurnoi learns that somebody who's Mashal with such Kiruv Das Kezeh, if I'm working for you too, I must really be so nice to you. I must be so benevolent to you. I'm mamish working for you as well. I have such a kiruv hadas for you. I'm such a good friend of yours. So then, min hastam, when I give you an item, when I lend you an item, I don't mean sheila. I mean a matana min hazlan. And you only have to give it back if it's ben. And if it's not ben, you don't have to give it back. Because you see that I'm not a regular mashal. I'm such a mashal that I'm so good with you. See, I'm even helping you with you building your house and giving you a cup of tea and whatever it is. You see that I care for you so much. So then, when I mashal you a chayfetz, must be I don't mean sheila. I mean a matana min hazlan.
Is only on the back.
Right, so he says that it's manatah if it's ben to give back. If it's not ben to give back, you don't have to give it back. So, Mela, as long as something happened to it, Doesn't and it's not the end, you're good to go. That's how the Superna learns. And you're gonna have to say that somehow this works for Shashay Memus and not just for Shoyal. If I'm so benevolent to you that I'm working for you, I'm helping you, whatever it is, then all Shoyim, all forms of Shmir, we have this Ptur Balavima that I'm not being a Masha, I'm not being a Mafkid, I'm giving my Tanam and Aslak, exactly 100% with my Tanam and Aslak when it's not Shalem, but something like that. And therefore, I only want you, if you have the item, then give it back. If you don't have the item, you don't have to give it back. All right. Now, the problem with this Prat is it works very nice if I'm in fact a benevolent type of a person that I am a Baal Chesed and I help you out and I'm doing you favors. But if I'm not a Baal Chesed, the reason why I'm working for you is because you're paying me taklim v'tavim. So I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it because I want to earn a living. I'm doing it b'schiris, and that the Gemara says that you still have the Ptur Baal Avimai, even if I'm socher to you. You still have the Ptur Baal Avimai. So what's going on? If you have a Ptur Baal Avimai, then you don't. The whole svar of this Purim doesn't even start. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for myself. All right. Good. Yeah. All right. Another pshat is the third pshat is the Rabag. And the Rabag says that if I'm working for you and trying to earn a livelihood, anyone who's in business knows that he has to have good customer service and good policy. Sometimes things don't go exactly 100%, but you swallow anyway. The reason why you swallow is because you want a person to hire you again. You want to have a good name out there that you're easy to work with. Yeah, sure, no problem. You can smack in my face and I smile. You have to have that in order that you want the person to hire you again. So Memeli says anyone who's a worker for somebody and he lends an item, it's like a perk that he throws in that if something goes wrong, he's not going to hold the shamer accountable because he wants the shamer to be on good terms with him. That tomorrow, when the shamer wants to build a second home, his summer home, his home in North Miami Beach, whatever it is for the winter, he wants to do that. So then he needs to be on good terms with him that'll hire him again. So therefore, this perk he throws in that if he lends him something, he's not going to mon him, he's not going to hold him accountable if something goes wrong. Now, that pshat is a nice pshat. That pshat only works inverted. That pshat only works if I'm actually niska to him and trying to earn a livelihood and building up my business and build PR for my business, customer service. So therefore, I have to be throwing that perk. But if I'm not doing it for schiris, I'm doing this as chesed, and I'm just helping him out, then I could hold them accountable because I have no problem here. Unless I'm Azar Baal Chesed, that this is like my ASIC and I want to build up my Chesed company by having a lot of Chesedim and having people ask me to do Chesedim, so if I need it. But otherwise, it doesn't really make sense. So therefore, this whole Pshat L'Chavayra could only work if I'm doing it when I'm Socherloi. But if I'm Sholoi, it's not going to work. So come toys. I have a Pasha Eitzar. They take the Sapuna Rabag and put them together. Sapuna only works when you lend it. It doesn't work when you socha. The Rabag only works when you socha. It doesn't work when you lend it. Put the two together and then you have a good sort of a uniform Hagdara, I guess, to get by here that it works both as socha and both shalom. All right. The fourth Prat is a Rabag as well. And the Rabag has Hagdara. It sounds like a Maral Dika type of a Svara. But the Svara is like this. In the human dynamic, you can't be both an employer and employee, an Eved and an Odin. Either you're this or you're that. Either you're Ben Ali or you're Ben Yerid. You can't be going both directions at once. It doesn't work. So if I'm lending you something, so that's very good. If I'm lending you something, so then it means you're my Eved. You're watching something for me. But if I'm working for you, then forget, I'm your Eved and you're the employer. To have this dynamic that we could have that I'm your Eved and you're my Eved is not Shaykh. An Eved can't be an Eved to his own Eved. That doesn't work. Can you imagine, like, I buy an Eved and he's my Eved and then I sell myself to the Eved and then I'm the Eved to the Eved? It doesn't work. It's either I'm the Odin or he's the Odin. You can't have two bosses in the world, which is rather a derech havayit. It's a good mussar, like to the extent we believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the Odin and we're the Evan. So you can't have it sometimes, like, things go wrong, not like planned, and then you're all bent out of shape. Because At that moment, you think you're in control. So that moment, you think you're the. If you think you're the other, then you're not the Eved Hashem. Like either you're an Eved or you're another. You got to make up your mind. Who are you? So if you're an Eved, then you have to understand that the other will serve whatever he wants to serve, and you just got to accept it. That's how it goes. But so here you have. You can't have in the same time an Eved and other relationship going both directions. So Mameli says that obviously, if I'm working for you, which is apparently the ikka kaveya, if I'm working for you, must be you're the other. So if you're the other, then I can't hold you responsible for the shmirah because you can't be my eved if you're my oven. That's the rabbi. All right. So we have four pshatim rabbi say. Just chazar sashi, you have the chinuch that he wants to say that watch it yourself and the loy plug. And then you have the sapurnoi that I have such kirav adas that Vada, I never meant a shell, I just meant a matan, I'm not slaxia. And then you have the first pshat of the Rabag is that this is good PR for your business, how you have to earn life, you have to throw in these perks to Balabatim to make sure they're happy that they'll hire you again. And now finally, this Rabag is that you can't have it going both directions at once. Okay.
Not Shasta
Sorry?
Shaila, then you could have it going.
Right, so then it kicked in at the Shah Shaila. We now were Kaveya. Everything goes at the beginning. Then was Kaveya that the Shem is my Eved, and then that stays.
Still your Eved, then,
Yeah,
right?
but that stays, and vice versa, that will be the Kaveya. But if you have both simultaneously, I'm working for him and he's watching my item, the Ikka Kaveya is the me working for him rather than him watching my item, and therefore it negates him watching my item. Okay, fine. Those are the four Pshatim Rabbi say. We're going to believe that hopefully if we have time, we're going to revisit these four pshatim, and we'll see, maybe we get clarity in the Hagdara. But in order to bring out the sugya a bit, I want to clarify Shiloh. Maybe the Eidlam already handled such a Shiloh. And that is, tell me, Rabbi, I say, what do you do like this? I have a story that let's say the Shoima was watching your item, and they hired you to do a job for their brother-in-law. Brother-in-law, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu want him to come unto others. And Memela, he needs work done in his house. He can't afford it. Ike Bokshem could afford it. So I do to me a taiva, don't work for me, but work for my brother-in-law. Vase, fix his toilet, whatever it is, just work for my brother-in-law. That's from not you, Rabbi Sayyid, but to teach him Torah, he needs to learn. So teach him the sugya of Shmir Babaylam. I hire you to teach him the sugya of Shmir Babaylam. And now, I want to know, do we have now a Ptur Shmir Bavalim? I'm your Shema. I hired you to work for my brother-in-law. So do we have a Ptur Shmir Bavalim in such a case?
Actually, it's not sure that you don't.
Which Rashi are you referring to? Okay. Okay. Okay, I trust you.
If the old shliach not for sure here or not.
Talking my life, I'm paying. My brother can't pay. Kulila, I'm saying, I'm paying. I'm paying for the job. I'm hiring you. I'm paying you. Talking my life, everything. But the work that you're doing is linked with me. Came in the Shlom Batsim. It's you're going to help my brother learn the subject. Okay. I'll take all of the above. It's a Tzchokah Malai Shaila or it's a Shmir Babaylam Shaila. I'm going to show you the Shmir Babaylam Shaila. Okay, so let's take apart this Shaila a bit. I'm going to show you it's really Machlokes Rishonim. And we're going to Mitzvah have a major Machlokes Rishonim and Gedolei HaPoskim, what the Hagdara of Shmir Babaylam is. We're going to have, hold on to your seats, but it's going to be four different Hagdaras. And what Shmir Babaylam is, Machlokes Rishonim. It's like, I mean, Adar, I welcome the Eilim to hack in and schlug me up, but the Val, Ani is Daiti, we have, you don't have enough time. I got it. Okay, fine. We have four different Hagdaras in the Kadmainim.
Actually,
Atshe Yehi, where are you? Actually, Ben Avam Vlok Haki Gun and Pori, he Yeh Abal Kesh Peperosai, the Serik Shoyl, the Sedeo, or even Kamoru, the Bal of Makame Akarav.
sorry, Shell, Mr. Dale.
Okay. And it can't mean something for his. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Then we'll go back to Belina. You remind me and see if it's if the klar right or not. We'll talk about it. Okay, so let's start off with the Gemara about Metzi. It's a design in the Meralef. The Gemara says, "Nafad le'dlu yetuna b'aydayu, priya b'baylemi, the soifi klay milsa de lemeisa teuna hu de nafak." It came out that he was only coming to remove the overload. You're trying to overload my animal, and I'm trying to prevent my animal from collapsing. So I had to remove that extra weight, that extra baggage that you put onto my animal. The Mordechai touches up the Gemara. Mordechai says like this. Mordechai Motza, that ein nikra ima b'malachtoi alahecha deshol bikesh min amashil. He had to request it explicitly. I say li dova v'kulum. If he voluntarily helped out, the troop is Beis Shmuel, and Sim Beis Shmuel Achron and Sim Nun Vav understood that this Mordechai came from Das Torah, didn't come from anywhere. I mean, it came from Kol HaTorah Kulo, but didn't come from Ma'al Sogya. And it's an extra Tanai that we need, because from the Tanai, how we learn the Gemara, that you have to be benefiting or whatever it is, doing work by the shaman. Here you're doing it for your own talis. The Mordechai was matzah, another tonight. We need an additional tonight, and that tonight is also the vision that you also need to be requested. If it's not on his BS, if he didn't request from you explicitly work, then you don't have the ptur of Balavima. The problem is that first, it took a month that Mordechai would do such a thing, but just to prove it, is when Yonis of Milanil brings this down. Maybe that's where he got the matzah from. But anyway, Melanil, who preceded the Mordechai, he taka says it, and he touches this in the Gemara. The reason why in the Gemara, Lemesa Tuna, who the Nafek is not Shmir Bailam, is because he did it me'elor b'loy shum dibor, b'loy mikrishele b'bailam ela kishes ni'imoyim. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara is teaching us here that you only have Balavimai if you were asked, if you were hired explicitly. If you're not hired explicitly, you do not have the Ptur Balavimai. And Baruch Hashem, Chuvis Beis Yitzchak and Kaishim Mishra Simon Chav Beis, and the Chuvis Egris Maish and Kaishim Mishra Chayelak Aleph Simon Ayin. There's others as well that's how they learned the Mordechai. The Mordechai plugged this into the Gemara. So come to. Sorry? He brings the Rabbeinu Hanani, you said? And so it's fair. And Mordechai does that all the time. He brings all the time many Rishonim. What?
He's saying it's not much money he's bringing it to
life. I had one shot, and now Mordechai found another shot. And you only some shot, and that's Rabbeinu Gemara. Okay. So we have two. Now let's just play this out, Rabbi Sai. If the shot in the Gemara is like Rabbeinu and his son, the Mordechai is matzah. So, kumtois, what is the hagdara of Shmir Babaylam? Shmir Babaylam means you have to be asked, you have to be hired explicitly. If you're hired explicitly, then even if you're doing it for your own benefit, the Baal HaChamor is doing it for his own benefit. He doesn't want the animal to collapse. You're going to have the Ptur Balavima because you explicitly asked to do so. And if you're not explicitly asked to do so, and even if he's doing it to help you, you won't have the Ptur Baal HaVima. The Ptur Baal HaVima, you need a bakasha. It has to be a pi bakashas hashoyma. The reason why you're working is by pi bakashas hashoyma. Now, if that's the pshat, so let's go back to Al-Kakira. I hired you to teach my brother-in-law the sunya, but I was the one who asked you to do that. Then you will have a Ptur Baal HaVima. The bakasha was for me. Yeah, but that's not how. See, from the other Rishonim, not like that, right? It means you're doing it not to help the Rishonim. You're doing it to help yourself. That's why you're doing it. You're doing it because you don't want your animal to collapse. So if you're doing it to help yourself, that's your motive. So, and yet, if I hire you to do just that, that would work. So, even though that's still your motive is to help yourself. So the chayre comes out from this plan that it has nothing to do with who you're helping out. You can help yourself out also. As long as I'm the one who's asking you to do the melacha, it should work. Pekitza, balavima, according to this pshad, that dar is that you need the bakash of the shayman. It has to be on his behest.
That's that you need a bakasha of the shayma, just as you need a bakasha. I mean, maybe
who else asks you?
And the point is that the person's not doing it without asking. But once anybody asks that you should do it for somebody else,
what
that
third party is going to ask?
Over here, where the brother-in-law, the
why is it meeting
work for Yanda?
Why is it meeting a third party and the guy himself? The Bayam also asked himself, "What's the chilum?" The word is because if you want to be bold, imay be malakta, the title of imay means that I hired you. Imay means that I was the one who asked you to do it.
You're being
and you're still being, if someone else asked you, then what? Then you're also a volunteer.
And when he asked you, he said, asked you to work for Yana.
Right.
Then it'd be Mashavah to that. So when
I, if he asked you to work, then you mishubid, and if he doesn't ask you, then you're mishubid. Why? I never asked you. Why you mishubid? So why you mishubid if someone else asks you?
Accepting that premise that you're going to do the work.
What makes you that? You're not mishubid anyway. You're not mishubid.
You never really mishubid from that kind of, but it's as if the other shayna have a svar, you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for somebody else. So if the other has a different hagdara, I had to shack that up. Are you agreeing to somebody's request and you're putting yourself into that?
But I'm putting that someone else for somebody else, not for the shayma.
The request was to work for the shayma.
Okay,
it's the request.
No, but he says that the word is you need the bakasha. Why?
Because otherwise you're midas atzmon.
So unless you're midas atzmon, it's also mishubit. The same mishubit you have with someone else.
That's right. So you're only bound by your own.
And when someone else says, you're also only bound by yourself.
Work for somebody else.
So then, but you're still not bound. If you don't have a relationship with me.
But the guy assumes himself also you're not bound, right?
Correct. Saying, but at least you, whatever you do is that I'll be my best. I'm asking you, so you're fulfilling my request. So you're eating me, but I'm like, okay, we can argue about it.
You need the shibud of chosir non hashem. So then you say it's just not at this point we come to shibud. Whole amount is no bakasha. It's no shibud.
And if someone else asks, don't what?
If you're asking, then you shibud. Right, the
shibud. To whom do you chase out? To Yana?
Both of them are on
the. Oh yeah, do you chase out to me if you committed to someone else? Yeah, that. I know. After the baal, I've talked about baalok, huh? Is that true? Okay. I don't know. Okay. So, good. It's ready to go to print. We're printing. Remember, we're printing. Okay. However, the Torah learns Pshat in the Gemara differently. The Torah learns Pshat in the Gemara that, no, the reason why there's no, and there are more pasuk on that than Siv Dalet, the reason why over here it's not considered Sheila Babaylim, it's not because he didn't do our Pipa Kashasai, right? He says that even, the truth says Lahedja, even if you do it by yourself, may ask my nishallah, you volunteer the tour and the Rav Paskins, that you're still going to have the tour of Balavimai. Mamish Mufush Faket from the Ben Yonison and the Mordecai. We don't need the person's Bakasha. So he didn't have this Hagdara. The Hagdara is not Bakasha. It has to be something else. So what is the Hagdara of Balavimai like the tour and the Ramah? So the Chayra, what they mean is that the Pator is, whose Toelis is it? Is the job for your Toelis or the job for the Shemis Toelis? If the job is for your Toelis, it's not Baal of Imai. Imai be Malachta has to be. Malachta is not that he hired you. Malachta is that you're benefiting him. It has to be for his Malacha, his benefit. He has to walk away with a benefit. Then you're Imai be Malachta. If it's not for his benefit, then you don't have Imai be Malachta. And as they say, the Chubis Tashbats Mufurish and Kelek Dalet Turbeis Simukov Dalet, that it has to be for his telus. And if you look in the Mordechai B'Shem de Raviyah and the Ramah, they both use tak as such a lashon. They use a lashon has to be litakonas behemtoy. Litakonas means for his benefit. Has to be, you have to benefit that person. You have to benefit his animal. You have to benefit the shamer, then you ima b'malachtoy. Then you have his malacha. If you're not benefiting him, then you're not b'malachtoy. So Rabbi Yisai, according to this chat, the Tur Ne'amah, then if you do it voluntarily, even without a bakasha, but you're benefiting the shomer, then you will have a Tur Baal of Imai. And if you're not benefiting the shomer, even if you're requested to do the malacha, it's not going to help. In order to have Baal of Imai, you have to benefit the shomer. If you're not benefiting the shomer, even though you have a bakasha, still you're not gonna have the Ptur Balavi Mike. And as I tell you, it's base Yitzchak. That like this cheshbin, it goes basa, who's to Ellis is this Malacha? The Shem is Ellis, the Bayim is Ellis, the third party is Ellis. So back to our Shaila now. If I hire you to teach my Shvagah the Sugya, it's not from my Ellis, it's from my Shvagah's Ellis. I'm a Mela, you're not Imel B'Malachtai. Is I have the bakasha. I was one to hire you. It's Karka Alay, I'll pay you too. But you're not benefiting me, you're benefiting somebody else.
You see
what
I said?
You're doing a mitzvah for right. You're chayiv, right? You just tell us whatever you're the one who hired him, whatever it is. You mean it to be honest. I'm asking, I hired you, I'm asking, I owe you, but who's benefiting from the learning? I learned the sugya already. I got it. But my shog is the one who's down bar. He needs to learn the sugya. And so you're benefiting him. All the Torah you're going to tell him, if I play to him, I'm not gaining anything out of that Torah. Right? Yes, I'm being mamsi Torah in the world and mitzvahs. I got it. But so you want to know I'm doing my skirkal? Yeah, I'll have to pay you because I want that skirkal to happen. I'm not asking you to do a chesed. I got it. So yes, I'm going to have to pay you, but who are you benefiting? Who is being benefited from this malacha? Not me, somebody else. And the meila, somebody else would be the balavima, not me. It's not going to be balavima with me. All right, let's continue, Rabbi Isai. So far we have two pratim, Bakasha and Te'elis. Let's go on, Rabbi Isai. The Mechab in Sif Yud Bei says that if it's a zman or royal malacha, you have somebody who's working for the city, and it's a zman aroy l'malacha, abo pi she'ena masukim bo, lefi she'ena v'shay le'shamit ma'malacha hu b'chalei she'tzrikim lo'i, that is qualifies for bala v'ima. That's a makama. Sif Yud Beis. I didn't do it yet, probably. They did it already. Get the Indian. Okay. And Olam did the Indian with the Hatzala. We talked about that.
We'll wait here.
I wasn't going to say it because from the time the Olam heard about
Olam
it.
Olam doesn't want to hear to know exactly what's been said.
Enough was being said. Okay, I wasn't going to talk about it, but if you're ready here, we'll talk about a drop. I once gave a share going back, I don't know, a long time ago, good 20 years ago. And the story was that someone made a pidyon haben and he borrowed a pidyon haben tray. I'm just boring you. And they borrowed a pidyon haben tray and they had the gavaldik pidyon haben in the restaurant, Baruch Hashem, also is gavaldik, and they brought home the baby, Baruch Hashem, they redeemed the baby, it's theirs, they brought him home. And the problem was they left the tray in the restaurant, v'nelam, and the tray disappeared, $5,000 down the drain. Then, $5,000 down the drain. So now the went to a din Torah by Bezim Mishram, Shezach, and they went to a din Torah, and now they're at the din Torah, in the middle of the din Torah. So he time is, the shell time is the father time, at first he should be part of, like the Ran, because it was a mitzvah, he was doing it for the mitzvah, and it was borrowing it for the mitzvah, that was one etzah. And then Bezim wasn't so convinced about that svara and that application. And then in the middle of the din Torah, the walkie-talkie goes off. Now, you're not supposed to have that in the middle of the entire, you know, you have to have some type of decor in the entire, you know, setting. But the walkie-talkie of the Balha, the past Balaam of this tray, his walkie-talkie went off, he lowered it, and we turned to him, he said, what was that? He said, that was my Atollah. Oh, your Atollah member, yeah. When you lent that tray, were you working for Atollah then? Were you on call? He said, yeah.
Punchline. This is punchline. They're just part new already.
Indirect Meshubit. He's Meshubit to the head of Atzala. And now they are now on call for the people in the city. Rather they
we got cut off by that Atzala call.
One second. The Ortmach with The Baal HaTzal is, yeah, people on call, and if you're in that area, you have to. Besides, you're mandated respondent by law, but also the Amak with the, I'm not going down there, I'm just saying, I'll still push it out the Amak you have with the Baal HaTzal, with the head of the captain of that Tzal, is yes, that's your Amak, that you're supposed to respond to calls if you're in the area. You said you wanted to hear something?
We got cut off by that Tzal call. We got cut off.
You got caught up by that Tzal call. You missed a Gushmaka story.
I know. We don't miss a punchline. The psak was that since he's getting a Tzal call.
The psak is that it should be Baal of Imoy, because since at that moment when he lent the tray, that person would have responded to his Tzal call. So he's on call. So you have a Ptur of Baal of Imoy. That was the shot. So that was the story I said. And people actually believe me that this story actually happened. It was good. I'm happy that good. I'm not the first one to make up true stories, you know. There are a lot of books, true stories made up by Nachman Seltzer. But it's fine. Anyway, that was the story. Rabbeinu Chananah, by the way, I think at the end of Masechta Pesachim says that the Talis Limud, when you're teaching Torah, you have a right to make up a story. The whole chelik, one chelik of Truma Zedeshin, just made up stories. So you have a right to do that. So I just invoked that license. My late Chavrusa, the Chroner of Racha, used to say, enlarged to show texture. Like the story wasn't exactly that, it didn't have to be on trade, but it was enlarged to show texture. Okay, fine, so that's the story of the kids. So we have this, and then Baruch Hashem, it went viral. Within a few days, half a lake would heard the story, and then it took it to the next level. People put up posters all over town, make sure you don't work for Atala, make sure you don't work for Chaveir, make sure you don't work for Mamish, the whole thing, because Bez Mishom is going to potter you. So that was it. Okay, Shine. That was good. It was good. People had a fun. It was good. It was kosher PR. That's what I thought. Okay, entertainment, good. And then when we went to Eretz Yisrael, after that, we went to Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal. We asked him the Shiloh. Yoshua said, yes, it's part of Tur Baal of Imai. And we went to Nissen Karela Zatzal, and he also said, it's part of Baal of Imai. It means our Shiloh, what we are 100% sure was, is what you and Myra, the Sheba is not direct. It's a shtickl indirect. There's a sort of understanding the city needs a Tzal that's gone, and we pay for a Tzal. I mean, we support a Tzal. But the Sheba that each member has is sort of only indirectly to the individual, because it's really to the captain or the head of Atzalah, sender of it, whatever it is, and then he has like sort of a ship. If he's not going to run, then another Atzalah will pop up, and actually he did, but whatever it is. So, we'll deal with that at a different time. So, okay, now. I feel bad for you, Rabbi Sain, Florida. You're missing a lot of the political background that's going on in Lakewood. You're missing a lot of it. Okay. But anyway, the kids, so that's the story. Go ahead. You don't need Bakosh. We pass the mail like the Mordecai. You don't need it. Ramos says Lahedya. Tour says Lahedya. You don't need Bakosh. So they learn the Mord. You're doing it for your own Teles and not for the Teles of the Shema. The Mordecai learned it out of Bakosh.
The Mark in the house, that you always make sure that everybody is right. You're right, Bakosh.
Maybe it was hard to begin with to teach me.
He did say that, and he also said, you're a shukka to the boss. The boss, you have a boss.
I did to learn me, whatever is Baba Metzia.
If you have any gemach, in your house, like a tablecloth gemach, that Mar was asking.
And let's see if I'm talking about the city fired them. Okay, we can talk about that if there's shlikas there. One second, let's just play it out. Okay, fine. Now, here's the Shaila Rabbi say, how do we understand? Let me just go, give me a moment. How do we understand this halakha? Lamaisa is, you're not working for the person. Right now, you're working for somebody else. Let's say, really, let's not talk about Tzol, let's talk about Mlamdi Tanek, because Baruch Hashem, you're teaching someone else now the Sugya Ashmir Babaylan, right? You are next. He'll get you, depending how quickly that guy gets the sugya, either in a week from now, in a month from now, you're going to be next. He'll teach you next. Right now, we have Shmir Babaylan on everybody in the city. Why? Because this guy is a Malamit Tinoikis or Shastli here. He's getting to you. He has a long list. He's going to cut you here in 5 weeks from now. You're going to get like that appointment at 8:10. You're going to have that appointment to get your barbish. Okay, good. So all these cases, how do we understand why is this considered Ima B'malasta if right now he's not working for you, he's working with somebody else? How do we understand this?
He's doing it right.
Elamai Hippos. Lo Yitzur. Lo Yitzur. You won't be working for someone else. You'll be working for you now. So therefore, we can already say that you're a ball of right now. It's a stretch a little bit. Right? So the Ramach, in the Shita, the Ramach says, what's Pshat? The Ramach says, because every moment, Be'etzim Koshaita, the Torah, Ba'avidata, the Chad Minayu, watch this Chab, Mishtarsha Ha'ishaita L'chavrei. You want him to work for Yana because you know you're the seventh on the list. Well, he's not going to get to seven until he gets to the first six. So you want him now to work for number one and to work for number two, and you keep on wanting to work for all those people so eventually he'll work for you. So therefore, you're getting some benefit from this. But you see from the Ramah that you need to be benefited. It has to be for your Ta'elis. Has to be Mishtar Shilei, who's, by the way, where is the Te'elis here? You're working with someone else. And he comes up with a broader Te'elis, and that is, yes, I have Te'elis right now that he's giving you a haircut because I know the sooner he finishes you, he's going to come to me. So that, it's my Te'elis, Mishtar Shilei. It's my Ana. It's my Te'elis that he's giving you a haircut. So according to Ramak, it seems also that he's learning that you need to Ellis, which is like I said, from the Taif Bas, from the Ramah, Raviyah. So this is the second pshat, Rabbi say. The first pshat was Bakasha, like the Mordechai, and Rabbi Yonason. Second pshat is Bakasha. So it's not just Achroinim, Tashbats, and Ramah. Now we bumped it up a little bit. Now we have a Ramak. Okay. However, the Ritvan and Muki Yosef, they are also bothered by the Shaila. And they have a different pshat. They say, do you know what the pshat is? You know why you're a bal of imay when you're shasa le'ir and all these city workers? The reason why you're a bal of imay, even though you're not working for me, so the Ritvan Mugyez, because really you are working for me, just not for my benefit. Why? The reason is, kisha oisim malacha le'echad mehem, kilu oisim lekulan, kilu kulan heiniskarim. Whoever hired you, designed to their ear, weren't hiring you out of their pocket for their benefit. They were hiring you on behalf of the whole city. So the entire city hired you right now. The entire city are your employers. 10,000 employees. You just bought yourself 10,000 of them. You got 10,000 employees right now on your back hiring you. That's what they just did. 10,000 people just hired you. So it's true right now. You're not working for me, Dinah. You're not benefiting me. But who cares? I don't need to be benefited. I just need to know that you're hired for me. And that's how the Ritva and Mekhi Yosef learned the Sugya. So it's Mefurish in the Mekhi Yosef and Ritva that you don't need to Ellis, not like the Ramach, and not like the Tashbats and Ramah. But what you need is the Kunz. What's Balavima the Malachtai? Is who hired you? Lav Dafka, even al Pir Bakasha. The word is who are you working for? Who are you working on behalf of? Whoever you work, when you're giving that guy a haircut, you're not working on behalf of him. You're wearing a label that you're the Lakewood Township Barber. You're not the Cheshav Mishpat Chabura Barber. You're the Lakewood Township Barber. You're working for the entire Lakewood every time you give a haircut. So you're working for the whole city. So if you're working for the whole city, that's Baal of Imay B'malachti for the whole city. You don't need to tell us. We just have to know who you're working on behalf of. So this is Rabbi Say, yet a third pshat. This is a pshat, not even Bakasha, I didn't ask you directly. We could talk about Shlichus maybe, but the word is who are you working on behalf of? Your malacha that you're doing, who are you working on behalf of? So now, back to our Shiloh, if I hire you to work for my brother-in-law, so like this, Ratvan Muki Yosef, it will be Shmir Babai, because the Maisa, who are you working on behalf of? Me. You have nothing really to do with my brother-in-law. You're working, I'm the one who hired you. I'm the one who's going to pay you. You're working on my behalf. Rather, you're benefiting somebody else. You're working on my behalf. So like the Mordechai, you'd be part of. Like the Ritva and the Mekiyosef, you'd be part of. However, like the Ramach, Tashbats, and Ramah, you're going to be chayv because it's not my tellus, it's my shogeg's tellus. So that's yet a third pshat, Rabbi saying. Okay, I want to share with the Olam yet a fourth pshat. And the fourth pshat is like this. There's a Ramah in Reish Tadi Aleph Siv Hey, question which was always connected, and the Oilam just don't Reish Tadi Aleph, right? Last man, right? So we're good. So in Reish Tadi Aleph Siv Hey, over there it says, I believe the truth is the case of the Rosh, Yesh Misha Aima, there are those who say that Miyad Kishakibul Lifshmar, Vinistauka Abayl Mishmir is Chayvalov. Nisman Sivkon Ches over there says, what would have been if it would have been not Nistauka Abayalim? Eloi Nistauka Abayalim, what would have been the difference in Halacha? Zokta Sma, if it wouldn't be Nistauka Abayalim Shmiros, and if the Abayalim would have helped out the Shemira a bit at the get-go, at the onset of the Shmira, there would have been a Ptura Shmira Abayalim. If the Abayalim would have stayed on one more minute, and started with the Shemira, when the Shemira started Shmira, and they would also be Shemira the item, then you would have had a ptur of balavimun. Zaytain et isma. Comes along the shach of an art, sivkon yud beis, and jumps on the zma. Now what you're talking about? This is not balavimun. Balavimun? Why is the Balaam watching this chavis for? For you? Balaam watching chavis for themselves. It's mefush halacha in shin mem vav siv dalid that this is naturally a Balaam. If I'm here to try to prevent the animal from being overloaded, and I'm doing it to protect my own animal, I'm not doing it for your benefit, I'm doing it for my own benefit. There's no Ptur Shmir Babaylan. Here too, if I continue to watch the item with you, I'm doing it for my own benefit, to watch my item, I'm not doing it for your benefit, so there can't be a din of Shmir Babaylan here. As I tie it to Shav. Comes along this stipler. The stipler says like this, but Matzia Simulam Mentes, what's Pshat in this ma? What's the Machloikis Shav in Sma? So the disciple learns this way. Watch this, a fourth malach. The disciple learns that the shas holds that you can only have shmir v'bayalim if it's b'meleches ha-shomer. It's something that's mutl on the shomer to do, and you're doing that work for the shomer, so you're in his malacha. That's balavimai. Malacha means in the malacha that was mutal on him to do. So then, if I'm doing his malacha, then I have a ptur of balavima. He wants to build a house, so it's mutal on him to build a house. And I build a house for him, so I'm doing his malacha. Whereas over here, I'm not doing his malacha because I'm watching my item. It's so Memela doesn't pass a ptur balavima. Not sure what his disciple needed this new shot, but that's what his disciple learns. I understand why he says it in the sma. Watch this. In the sma, he says, and what does the sma hold? Dr. Stipler, the sma holds that the second I was makabel to watch your item, right then, the malach of watching the item is now mutal ala shema. And now if the bailim stay on, even 1 minute, to continue to watch the item, the bailim of doing the malacha of the shomer of watching your item. Memelu, you have the ptur of balavima, because the bailim is doing your malacha. You're supposed to be watching the item, and I'm helping you do your job. I'm helping you watch the item. So since I'm helping you watch the item, then there's a ptur of balavima. Excellent. Right, great. So the problem is that the Stipler doesn't ask that Shaila, but I would say a pshat in the Mesa Tune to defend the Stipler is like this. Watch this. I want to know when you overload my animal and the animal collapses and gets hurt, what chiv do I have on you? Is it a chiv because you're my shayma, or do I get you for other mamazik? I'm going to get you for other mamazik. So when I was Mesa Tune, I wasn't doing Meleches HaShoyma, because Dalmeho Kashmira. I was trying to defend, prevent you from being Mazik Mayayim. So it's not Meleches HaShoyma, Dalmeho the whole Meleches HaShmira. Even without Shmira, you're now let overload my item. So when I'm stopping that, I'm preventing Mazik. I'm not being Mekayim a parasha of Shmira of the Meleches HaBailim. Baruch Hashem, you look in the Chuvis Ramosha and Nigus Moshe Chelak Aleph Simenayin. He says over there, "Lemeisa Tune." If not, you'd be chayav al tzmazik. So it's not a shmir dikadin, it's a mazik dikadin. So mamel, if that's the case, so I'm not doing the malacha zeshema. When I'm doing shmir, I'm staying on, like this man says, and watching the item with you. So I'm doing malacha zeshema. You're supposed to be watching it, and I'm helping you watch the item, so I'm doing malacha zeshema. Sorry, what? Maybe he has that too. But you have to underline even worse. Without Malacha Shem, you have Mazik. So what I'm doing now is preventing you from being Mazik Mayim, not just helping you being Mekayim Shmir. Yeah, you need to do it because you have to prevent from being Mazik, right? So every Mazik is also Chayav Shem. The word is you're trying to be Mazik Mayim, and now I'm not trying to help you watch my item. I'm preventing you from being mazik my item. So Mila, I not love that have anything to do with your shmir. Sorry? You would not be allowed to do this. Correct. So Mamela, I'm not trying to do your shmir. You're not your job. Nothing to do with your job. Even without your job, you're not supposed to overload and I want to prevent you from being mazik my item. All right. Good. Now the problem. So we have now a fourth chat, Rabbi Sai. A fourth novel word, Agdara of Shmir Rabbeinu is Melechus HaShomer. It has to be a job that was mutal on the Shomer to do. And if I do that job, so I'm doing Imad B'Melech, it's his Melecha. It's his job that he was supposed to be doing. Why is it not? It's who's Telus? For the Shomer's Telus? In which case are you going? Lemei Satune? Which case? Where are you now? Lemei Satune?
Why is it a new Hagdar?
Why do you need a new Hagdar? I'm saying, yeah, you have to know what. See, without this Taipla, first, the Taipla is Shver, because you see, led Lamashra from the Ramach. The Ramach talking about, remember, the Shas Aliyah, the barber, whatever it is. And he said, I'm getting a Tahana because I want you to do that guy's haircut first, because if you don't finish him, you're never going to get to me. Now, right now, I'm certainly don't have enough guys to give this guy a haircut. Chashev as you are, but I'm not a barber. I don't do those things. It's not my responsibility anyway. Even I wouldn't have to give a haircut. It's not my job. So because you're doing that work, you're working in Malachas of the Shema, nothing doing. You see, in the Ramak, it has nothing to do with Malachas Hashem. It's all Talus. And his father is Mishtarshi because the sooner you finish, the sooner you're going to get to me. But you see clearly in Ramak, you don't need Melechus HaShema. In the Tshuvas Tashbatz, you see that as well. Tashbatz is the case that even if you're not Oisek with Melechus HaShema, you're still going to be potter if the Shema gets a Telus from it. So it's the type of the Agdara is novel, and it really doesn't stem with the Rishonim. Lule Deber HaStaipla, but it's a pshat, like you're saying, is that the Mechlokes Shach and Sma is, that the Shach's Kasha was, that what's going on, there is no Telus HaShema going on here. Just like L'mei Sifune is not L'Telus HaShema, like the Rishonim learn. So to over here, if you stay on watching the item, it's not L'Telus HaShema. And that's why he brought a raya from Shimei Vav Sifdal. That was his right. The values that need to be trial as well. And that the smile holds that, watch this. Dimashra says that when you prevent it from being overloaded, that you're doing for your own talus. But the case of the smile was you cannot stay on and watch the item. So I have to give my shah alum this. I'm not doing it to benefit the item because the item is anyway going to be shomer because you're watching it too. So it's anyway protected. So why am I watching? I'm watching to help you. I'm trying to ease your load that you don't have to be so vigilant on the item and so mamish on top of it. I'm trying to help you and ease your shmira, your achrayis hashmira, that you don't have to do such a strong job. So memeila, it is to Elis Hashoyna. By the case of Mesa Tune, it's not about the shmira. The idea you're trying to be mazmanim, trying to prevent you, so it's only for my benefit. My benefit is already covered because you're watching my item. And now I'm trying to watch the item to help you. So I'm helping you. So it is considered L'Telus HaShema. As I come twice to Nikolai Masha. All right. And like the Shachri could say, I'm still doing it also to have Kshur D'chus. I don't want my item to get lost. I want to have extra Shmir, even though you're going to have to pay me. But I'd rather have my item. It's a Makav Shulai. Okay. Bekitzur Rabbi Sailoi to Stifler, we have a fourth Hagdara, and that is, now we have that you have to be Melechus HaShem, something that's on the shame to do that imag the malach thing. Is can you mind the what? Drink if I do it, right? Okay, but well, I bring a right stick of mine. The halakha is mine. You can't make a bracha on mine unless it's Thursday, but I didn't make a bracha. Okay, good. Okay, fine. All right, so now, Rabbi Sai, what will come out, Loita Stipla, if I hire you to teach my shvagash, the sugya shmir babaylam? So it's not going to be ima b'malachta. Because the malacha that you're doing is not my malacha. It's not my responsibility to teach my shvaga. It's my shvaga's responsibility to learn. So you're teaching him, you're helping him, you're doing his malacha, but you're not doing my malacha. So you come out, ends up a four-way malacha is 2-2. If you hold it less, like the Teshbats, Ramach, Ramah, so then it's not my talus. If you hold, you mean my malachta, it's not my malachta, this type law, so you won't have the p'tur. If you hold, it's bakasha like Rabbeinu Yonasan and the Mordecai, you have my bakasha. If you hold like Ravon and Miki Yosef, that it's on my behalf, it was on my behalf. I was on why, you're not working on his behalf, you're working on my behalf. So maybe you have to. So kumto is that child that I used to, it's telling him, it's Rishonim, Kadmonim, it's 2-2, it's 4 different malachim, and it's 2-2, that's what should come out. Okay. So now for some purpose to Chochma, Rabbi Sai, I told you I'm going to get back to time with the crow. So let's go back to time with the crow. We had 4 reasons why there's a p'tur of Shmir Babaylam. The 4 different reasons, time with the crow. And I'm going to show you that each reason fits better with a different Agdorah. So let's go. Remember, just Chazaris Ashir, the 4 Agdorahs is Bakasha, Te'elis, Avuroi, like the Ritvan Mukhei, say on whose behalf, and Malachdoi, it's his Malach, like this diagram. Good? So now, remember the time of the Chinuch. The time of the Chinuch was, is that the Baalim is supposed to be watching his Olayim. So that I could hear better if you learn it's Alpi Bakashasai. Because then we have a Heskim that you're supposed to be there. There's some type of a Sheba that you're referring to. It's not a real Sheba, it's Olayim, but there's some type of Akma that you're going to watch your own item. So Mamela, the Torah patted me because it's understood that you're going to be there to watch item. If you do it voluntarily, make a daisy. Who said you're going to do it? Make a daisy, you're going to do it, make a daisy, you'll be there. But if it's a people, Kashase, then I know that you're going to be there. There's an agreement that you're going to be there. So it's understood from the get-go when you lent it to me that I'm not supposed to be there. I don't have to be there because you're going to watch your own item. If you learn, excuse me, if you learn like the Sapruna, if you learn like the Sapruna, that a person is Bikir Vadas, he's so benevolent that he's working for the guy. It must be that when he lent him this item, he didn't really do it to lend him. He was really doing on Matana Maslaxia because he wants to be native to the guy so much. He wants to meet the guy so much. He's made to the guy, yeah, he can even lend my, borrow my item and I won't even mon you. It's fine. Made to the guy so much. That only works, Rabbi Sai, if you learn like the Ramah that's to Ellis. If I'm trying to benefit you, I'm trying to be mative to you, if I'm trying to be mative to you, so then yes, I'm being a mate to you, so I'm so, wow, I'm so mated, I'm mated to you, you can even take my animals, my dog's like, don't worry, if the guy's lost, it's fine, don't worry about it. That works the best in that Mahalan. The third shot is the Rabbag that says that Menasheka, I'm going out of order, drop it. Menasheka, you can have an Evid and an Odin at the same time. Like, who's the Evid here? Who's the Odin here? That I think works the best. Like, there's one that you want to know who you're working on behalf of. If it's on my behalf, the Odin, you're the Evid. If you're working on behalf of somebody else, so then I'm not the Odin, so then you don't see a stira. So it works the best, like the Ritvan Makyaita means, what defines? How do I know who's the Odin Evid, who you're working on behalf of? So that works. Now, if you learn like the other Pshad Rabbag, that I'm trying to throw you perks because I want to get more jobs from you. I'm working for you, but I want to be nice to you, PR, because I want you to hire me again. So that could work the best. If you learn like this type of word that's malachtoi, It's a job that you need to be performed. It's your job that's mutalakha, and I want to get that job. So I'm, you know, working for you on your job. So I'm hoping to get more of these jobs from you. So it works best. Again, maybe it could work with the other chandu, but it works the best like this. So come to us, we don't do time with the craw, but what I see anyway is a machloikis, rishonim, kadmainim, and the stifla, four different agdaris in Imam Amartoi, and where the rishonim got these agdaris from is not 100% clear. I mean, we have a machloikis Mordechai and Ramach had a taich of the sugya, I got it, but I'm just saying it's not, but if they had in the background how they understood the Torah Bala Yuma Api Torah, let's say time of the cross, so that gave them the ability to make this agdara and that agdara. So at the end of the day, but people are cautious, is a nice crowd in the rishonim, but we pass them out like that. Te'ela seems to be the way to go. That's like the Ramah. That sounds like the best way to go in terms of halacha. You have the return of Mekesa Avuroi. It's not clear, but maybe. And this type is a tickle, and we got it 100%. That's where they go for a boy say. All right. You have the four Mahalkim, who are time of the craw. Everything is four voices in the Shem of Ayah. We're good to go. All right, Rabbi, that's lucky.
Sorry?
On the child of the relatives, there's nothing else.
So the case that I told guy, the guy wasn't on, he was on call, but he wasn't working. He wasn't helping anyone individually at that point. So this guy, him at that moment,
you're helping.
All right, Rabbi. So,
could you say Kibli?
Sorry, I don't hear you. Louder.
In the Shaila of the Karav, could you say Kimli Fistifus?
I don't hear you. 1 second. Where's the sound here?
You ask why they say just
not to. Oh, it's right. You're talking that on high. Yeah, very good. Hold on. We're raising the sound. Now I hear you a little better. Okay, what is it?
So Lamaisa and the Shaila of the Karav. So if we're gonna go with Ta'ela, so there's no Ta'elas there, but if he's Taifis, could he say Kimli like the other Mahalach? I think we got lost.
If you go, my truck is Ta'elas. Good. What do you say?
I think we got lost, but if he's typhus, can he say Kimli? What?
If you hold Ta'elis, then it should come out. If you hold Ta'elis, then it should come out that you're not doing it for my Ta'elis, you're doing it for my Shvagas Ta'elis, and since you're doing it for my Shvagas Ta'elis, you will not have the Ptur of Balavima.
Right, but he can't say Kimli like the other Mahalach.
Good.
Say, we're Mamash going to pass like this? There's no Kimli like the other Mahalach?
Well, take him like the stipler shver because it's a chiddush that the stipler did, and there's really no hekruf for that, and it's shver because mavun shenim not like that. The Mordechai, we already know we paskin not like the Mordechai. The only thing left you might have is the ritva. So
right.
Like the ritva, you have to know who you're working on behalf of, so that then maybe you'll have something. But pashas are going to Ramah, so you won't have it. So again, I don't know. Maybe you have to know if you can say Kimli like the ritva or not.
How direct is the Toelis?
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Mamrish.
How direct does the Toelis have to be? If it's a family member like my child, my wife, is it a Toelis for me? This is my brother-in-law. He's my family.
Probably if it's your, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's for your wife or your children, maybe that's considered your Toelis because that's you being the father of the house. Maybe I have to do that. I don't know. We could talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Where are you? I don't recognize. Which room are you in?
It says they redid the house next door. It's now the Sephardi shul.
Oh wow! So they made it wider, I think.
Made it wider. They broke down the wall.
I see. They knocked out the bathrooms and the closet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there.
Okay, beautiful.
Oh, we have a Shadow Shaila.
Okay, I guess I have to come. It's time to go back to North Miami.
Yeah,
I joined the Chabura.
Shalom Aleichem. You're from Montreal, right?
Yeah. How are you?
You used to take tests years
ago. That's right. Remember? Years ago.
Okay.
I rejoined Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I'm coming back. Coming back to join the Chabura. Shkayach.
Okay. Baruch Hashem.
Good to see you.
Hatzlacha.
Right, thank you.
Kalta.
What are you saying around my knowledge?
I didn't say you've seen the Ramah not with Lizzie, but I've seen the Ramah that's the Talus. It's a Takanta. It's a lesson of mine.
The Gesa also has the same Gemara. I'm not sure. Like, the Gemara has a Gesa in the Ramah and recall the Gemara. Because if I'm doing it for his Talus, I'm probably doing it on his behalf, even if he didn't ask him. And if I'm doing it for my own Talus, I'm doing it on my own behalf.
Correct. But what's the Hagdara? There is. Tell us no, because you see, they don't need tell us. Because even if you're doing someone else's haircut, it works because first I was the one who hired you. So since I'm the employer, it works even without tell us. They don't need tell us. So they don't need tell us. So why would there more
touch
it up in the word tell us?
Not you're doing something without asking, it's always going to, the Kayal is going to be Kaveh, who you're doing it on the behalf.
That could be, but the Ikin Nakuda is.
End of the day, what was Machria that I'm doing on his behalf?
So I just told him. I said, I don't have a Raya Mukaka, not like the Ritva. I know not like the Mordecai. I'm comfortable to say not like the Stipe. I don't have a Raya, not like the Ritva. I just see that from the Shabbat, Ramach is not like the Ritva, that we know. And from the Lashainis Ramah, and that the only Lashainis that the Ramah gave us was Alice. You should say somewhere else. You say Avuroi, and then over here say both Takanta the Avuroi, and you should do something, right? But to say only Takanta, which sounds like Telus, sounds like that's the Ikar Dor of Lech Ramah. Sounds like, I can't say for sure. That's what it sounds like.
There's a comment to give the Haggadah, he's coming to tell you that
every word of the Ramah is gold. It's gold. It was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's written by Ruach HaKodesh.
It's not allowed up.
Tumim says Ruach HaKodesh. So, every word is God's passion. So don't you think you should have said more? Should have said something.
But they're all
both. So that's why I said now, it's not the day. He means tell us, or he's just giving a partial example. Let's say it's go like the stifle, malachtoi. It has to be your soda to be your malacha. Right?
I'm a construction worker. I go on both
houses by other
people. Now he's coming
doing my job. So I can make that into your tellers too. You're a construction worker. And now I'm telling you, you know what? You go to learn the base manager, and I'll do your work for you. So it's also for your tellers. I could always marshalize other cases. But what's the standard case? The standard case when it's a deal. So it's lafka mucha one over the other. Maybe Rashi is giving the standard case, and we'll touch it up, plugging whatever you want.
It's more kind of like it's one case. Today.
Well, like them, they want to say that whenever you're not hired, Mefurish.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but that's what they want to say. To Ellis is Kaveya, the Avudnis. So, but I'm looking on over there was hired, or are you just doing work Malach and Nesir?
It's Shalabai.
Maybe you just started off. I don't know. You have to know. Okay, I'm just saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not. I just say it's not Mokh.
Like
yeah, maybe. All right. Yeah, sure. Could you send me an email to remind me? By the time I get on, it's... Oh, unless you give it to me right now, I can send it right now if you want. Hold on. First, let me shut this. How do you shut this? And...